Okay. Well, welcome everyone to the Global Water Healing Meditation. My name is Mary Getten, and I'll be your host today. I'm very excited to be here, as always. We do this on the first Friday of every month, and we have been doing it since June of 2014. And wow, here we are, closing out another year, 2025. So I'm excited to have somebody back to lead the meditation today. We've got Bonnie Dolphin Weingarth. And Bonnie is the founder of Golden Dolphins Media Productions and also Dolphin Whale TV. And that's a visionary sanctuary that invites audiences to discover your magic with dolphins, whales, and guardians of Gaia. Bonnie's a dolphin whale traveler. She's a speaker, producer, a certified marine mammal naturalist. And she's really devoted to awakening humanity's remembrance of the conscious wisdom carried by dolphins, whales, and animals of the fifth dimensional earth. And, you know, Bonnie co-creates with cetaceans, and together they bring forth these transformational media. There are films and channelings. She does some travel journeys, podcasts, and courses that really open pathways to higher awareness and earth connection. And as an international speaker and messengers for these oceanic beings, Bonnie offers teachings that awaken intuition, authenticity, and multidimensional presence. Her workshops on heart-to-heart relationships with dolphins and whales guide participants into deeper awareness, interspecies communication, and soul remembrance. And you can find a lot of her work on Vimeo. Just go to Vimeo and go look for Dolphin Whale TV. Is that right, Bonnie? Dolphin Whale TV on Vimeo? Great.
Yep, that's correct. And then also YouTube.
On YouTube as well. Okay. And do you have any other special things coming up you'd like to let people know about?
Well, I do want to let people know that I'm actually a co-author of a book called Touched by a Golden Whale, A Journey of Love and Transformation, that Bonnie Blue is the main author, and contributing author was David Goodman. And then also Bonnie was inspired by Ann Gordon's Whale Magic Retreat in Moorea in 2024. So I'm excited to be a part of her book, and then, of course, she has other co-authors, but this is really cool. I'm excited that she asked me to do this. So.
Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah. So.
Well.
And I wrote about my experience in Moorea filming and being with the whales, and I also got the picture on the cover of the book has the picture that I have gotten of Bonnie with the whale. So that was pretty cool.
Oh, cool. Well, I can't wait to see that. That's for sure. Well,
and you can get it on Amazon here.
It is on
Amazon. Thanks. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm just going to turn it over to you, Bonnie, and you go for it.
Okay. So just everybody kind of just start to breathe, relax into your beautiful being of who you are, a soul having a human experience. Just begin to breathe and honor yourself. I'm so grateful that you all made it here today to participate, to be a part of this in all ways. You are all beautiful beings of light. Feel that energy now come in even more. Bringing in Earth Mother, because we're honoring her and the water all over the planet. Bringing in my beautiful team of light, the Galactic Dolphin and Whale Council of Light. Bringing in the Lyrans 9, 10, 12, 15, 20, and 100 with onyx, the black leopard panther, to ground, to help the grounding into the water of what we are creating together. Bringing in the archangels Michael, Gabriel, Sandalphon, and Ariel, and Raphael and Metatron today. Feeling their vibrant energy come in. Feel that now. Bringing in the divine feminine energy and activating that energy if you choose to do so within yourself. This is your power to step into the divine feminine. This is how you come back into the power of who you are. And it will balance out with the masculine on its own. No effort, just ease and grace. So feel that activating and activating that within the earth as well. Bringing in Isis for that activation of the divine feminine energy with the earth. Bringing in Sonia, the bottlenose dolphin and whale that I will transition into, and she will speak on behalf of the beautiful Galactic Dolphin Well Council of Light that we have just introduced. There we go. Greetings, dear heart. I am Sonia, the bottlenose dolphin and whale. I am delighted to be here with you on this beautiful experience that we are going to go on, this beautiful journey within yourselves, within Earth Mother, within the waters, and to remember who you are and your divine power. Barasata hekrogotu kamasia chakahia uchapaseya wa shamahia tukapahaya wa wa wa. Feel that energy now. We are speaking the light language of the dolphins and whales, bringing that energy forward. There are different transmissions that will assist you, will assist the earth. It resonates with your soul. There you go. Let it feel that right into the soul of who you are. You're a divine being. Bringing the consciousness of the water forward, of the waterfalls, the oceans, the streams, the reservoirs, the rivers. The healing hole in Bimini, Bahamas, bringing that forward. Ponds, lakes, your drinking water, bringing in Atlantis energy of healing. Working with your being, but working with the energy of the earth and the waters. Bringing more of the divine feminine energy forward. And activating that in the water. Raising the consciousness of the water. Every drop is a consciousness. It has consciousness. Remember that when you go into your oceans, it is consciousness. Every drop of it. Borasata hekrogotu kamasia. Ashamasahi chikawahaya, oshapasahiya chakawaha, oshamasiya, asahuaha sahiya. We are just raising the consciousness of the water more. Take some deep breaths within yourself and just feel the energy that has come forward. And blessing you again for your participation, for being here. You are beautiful beings of light. Feel your divine essence within you, your creativity, your fun, your laughter, your adventure for life. This is life, being here. Being in the moment is life. Infusing that into the water. Activating the rocks, the land, the coral, the sand that is in the ocean near the lakes. Any crystals that are nearby are being fully activated with the violet flame and the golden flame of light. Bringing in the golden dolphins, bringing in the golden whales to participate today. Asking their energy to come forward. Bringing in the super moon energy. Letting go of what no longer serves you. And bringing in what you wish, your desires. Bringing in the prosperity into that consciousness of water. Bringing in the 5D consciousness in the higher dimensions, wherever you sit in those dimensions, bringing that energy forward into the water, into Earth Mother, nourishing our mother, nourishing you. You have a deep connection to the earth. That is why we are doing both. You are part of Earth Mother. You came here. You're serving. She appreciates you and loves you so much. Loves your energy, your divineness of who you are and what you are creating moment by moment. She is with you. We are all here with you. And just stop and breathe now some more. Just letting that energy come into yourself, letting it go into the water. Feel that divineness. Bringing in God's source energy as well. Your creator God energy activating fully. Your will, moving that forward. Bringing that will of who you are. Your determination, your strength, your courage as you go through the ascension process. Remember, it is a team effort with the earth and all beings of light that are always with you, your guides, your angels, guardians. It is a team effort that goes with ease and grace as you put one foot in front of the other. To accomplish what you came here to accomplish. Alignment with your divine purpose and mission. Begin to move into that. That is why you came here. To be a part of the fifth dimension. To create the new earth. To be with all beautiful beings in creation. To shift it into love, light, peace, harmony, laughter, dolphin giggles, playfulness, bringing that into the water, bringing it into you if you choose to receive it, and opening up the giving and the receiving as well within you and within the earth. She is expanding now. Feeling that energy now as she does her expansion of receiving. It is time for her to receive. That is what she is saying. She is receiving this. She is receiving it in the water and on the land. And into the grid, the earth. The ley lines of the earth, bringing in the golden dragons and the white dragons now to help with that expansion of bringing this energy into the ley lines all over the planet to the sacred sites. Feel that. Feel the energy going under your homes, wherever you are, into the oceans. Feeling the activations, within this beautiful creation. And just sit with it for a moment. And raising your own consciousness, your own awareness of why you came here and your divine mission and purpose with Earth Mother. What are you creating and what do you wish to create? Let whatever needs to shift within you, and it will shift within the earth as well. That's how divinely connected you are. It will shift in the waters of the earth. Whatever you choose to shift, go find it now, just lightly in your physical, mental, emotional field, your aura, and just put it out there. Your wish, your true desire. She will receive this and she will participate, she says, and she will support you, whatever you're choosing to shift right now. She's at a very high frequency. She said she's actually higher than the fifth dimension. She is there waiting for all of us to come forward even more into the higher dimensions. And remember, the dimensions are inside of you, not outside. So what you are creating inside will reflect outside of you in the higher dimensions when you're creating in those dimensions. You are creating a fifth dimensional experience that will create outside of you. That is your reality, which contributes into the core of the earth, into the waters, into her living being of who she is. A soul. She is a soul having an experience on planet Earth as well. That is how divinely connected you are. You're human having a soul experience. So feel that energy as you begin to flow even more with the earth and the water and supporting her water and clearing away what you need to clear within yourself. So now we're clearing the way of the waters with the violet flame and the golden energy of the violet flame, clearing that in all the water and just allowing that to be cleared and knowing that you are making a difference in this meditation. You are making a difference everywhere. Feel that now. Feel the magic within yourselves, within Earth Mother, your root chakra that is connected to the earth. You are connected to the heavens as well. So there's the beautiful divine connection within you. And when you walk into situations, we want you to be aware of this. On all levels and all dimensions, that you have the codes, you're walking, and everywhere on the planet, you have these codes that are activating the water, they're activating situations within people, so they can either take that information and shift it on their own and to become into a higher consciousness and walk the ascension path. There is nothing for you to do, nothing for you to say, nothing for you to fix. You are just walking and people are feeling those codes. They come and stand next to you because you feel good and you're nurturing. Earth Mother is nurturing, so remember to hunker into her in the fetal position and just feel that. Let her put her energy around you now as well to thank you and bless you for being here today and being a part of this and putting your true essence into this beautiful meditation with all of us and the codes of creation that you came here to let go of and release, and to support yourself on your ascension process as well as supporting others. Only support is needed. Let others do their work. It is time for you to do your own work and to play and to have fun and work on your own mission and purpose. You will help others. You will help the earth. You will help yourself as well. And just take some deep breaths. Just allow this energy to come in. You are defining who you truly are. This is part of the supermoon, to let go of that energy of what could have been, should have been. Let it go. When someday you go back to the Creator is not going to say anything about you should have been, or you could have done that, or you could have did this differently. The Creator will honor you. The Creator inside of you honors you through this experience we call life. Your contributions to the earth will be noticed, will be recognized. You will be seen. So get used to being seen in the physical world, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, by all, as you step into this new version, upgraded you, along with Earth Mother holding your hand as you go through this process of a human having a soul experience of life. Step out of any pain and suffering, and let it go now, and let it turn into gold. Just allow it to leave you. You are helping the earth when you do that, because she feels what we feel, and it is okay because she is releasing as well. She may be in the higher dimensions, but she also releases as she goes. Feel that energy now. Marasata he korogo chuka masia. Asama chakahara kosokoa. E samashia chukoa. Asasia. O shamasa chakopakahara. O chakaparehia. O shapahia. Bringing the healing energy forward from Atlantis. Letting go of whatever happened there. Let it go. And bringing the best of Atlantis forward now. The best of Lemuria forward now. Bringing those energies only. There you go. Feel that. Bringing the Atlantis energy now and the Lemurian energy, infusing it into the water for the fifth dimensional earth that we are creating all together in the ethers within ourselves. It is energy. Energy is everywhere. And it's a good golden energy. Feel that. Feel the golden streams of the fifth dimension. Feel it in all her waters. It's coming now back in to the present time. Feel that. Remember, you can go to the future and bring back what you need into the present. That is always available for you. That is what we are all teaching you, and Earth Mother is teaching you. You can bring that into yourself. And remember, you are water. You have waters. You have cells within you. So activating all that water within you as well, with ease and grace. Remember, everything is done with ease and grace. And we would love to go into the solar plexus very gently and easily in the throat chakra and the heart and the third eye, which is your vision, to clear. There you go. To clear whatever you need to clear, that energy is available for you right now. And it alchemizes, turns into pure divine gold, and releases to the earth in a golden energy. And bringing your fire forward for you to move forward on your path, sir, in the waters of Earth Mother. And all those beautiful beings that are in the water, the dolphins, the whales, feel that energy of the orcas, the killer whales. Feel that. There we go. The killer whale name, by the way, we would say is more about fire energy. They have a lot of fire within them. A lot of determination, strength, and courage. So feel that in the waters. There we go. It's very gentle and easy energy. Nothing to push forward. It's a very gentle movement forward. That is what they are showing us. So feel that. Feel the grandma orca. There we go. She comes forward from San Juan Islands. Bringing in the gray whales that are traveling now down the coast of California to San Ignacio Lagoon, Baja, California. Feel that energy as they are in the waters, bringing that energy of forgiveness, love, letting go of what you need to forgive or want to forgive. It's always want and not need. That is your connection to source, to yourself, the creator God within you. Feel that divineness. Feel the humpback whales breaching in the waters. And when the humpback whales breach in the water, they come out of the water and then they land in the water. They are releasing codes to the waters, which go all over the planet, in the sand, in the coral. And when we go snorkel with whales or dolphins, we actually pick up on those codes, but we also contribute our own codes of creation. Feel that now. You are a contributor of this, of the ascension process. That is why you came today. That is why you are here. So when you go swim in those oceans or the lakes or put your feet into ponds or into a stream or in the rivers or near a waterfall, you are contributing your own soul essence of who you are to Earth Mother and all the water on the planet. You are empowering. You have gifts and talents to share. Be ready to be seen. And to be the divine leaders that you came here to be. You can lead quietly, and you can lead out into the world, whatever you choose to do. But you will be seen by all. And we are not trying to scare you. We are trying to bring that divine essence forward of who you are, with love and light, and you've got this. So it's time to own that energy of who you really are. Barasata he korokotu kapara sate hikarakataha. O shamasia chakaia kachakapapapapapa. O samasa hia kopapa hia. Asamacha kapara kotu kapara. Allow, allow, allow. allow a more of a divine connection to yourself, to the earth, to your creator self. Allow. And many of you have established that, but now we're just bringing in a little bit more deeper. Nothing to say, nothing to do, just be with Earth Mother and the water. And let's infuse the ascension energy into all the waters on the planet, raising the consciousness. We're going to infuse love. Feel that, the vibration of love into all the waters on the planet. As Earth Mother now just sits there to receive. She is receiving. She's teaching us how to receive. We are doers. We go, go, go. Now it is time to receive. Bringing in courage into the water, motivation, exploring the earth, being a part of nature, part of the animal kingdom, bringing the animals forward that are ready to assist us in this process of infusing this energy into the water. Bringing in the fairy kingdom as well. Bringing in the dolphins. The bottlenose dolphins want to come in. Bringing in the common dolphins of Dana Point, the dolphin stampedes, bringing them forward now in the water of the oceans, bringing in the fish that are in the streams and the lakes, bringing other animals in, the coyotes, the wolves, bringing them forward, and all other animals, the bears that are on land, as they put their paws into the water of the land water, infusing it as we go through this experience of adding these information, this energy into the water that will support Earth Mother and will support you. Bringing in strength, freedom, creativity, compassion, dolphin joy, whale breaches, dolphin leaps, truth, integrity, authenticity, knowing who we are, infusing this all in all waters on the planet, the sweetness of life, coming back to that present you, the sweetness of the life that you are living right now. Bliss, the builder, the architect energy infused in the waters to help us with building the new earth within and then outside of us. Change is good. Fun, adventure, independence, accountability for self. Knowing who you are is your worth and abundance, putting that into the water. Alignment with your purpose and mission infused into the waters of Earth. Prosperity, feel that, open for receiving. Financial wisdom for your prosperity that you will receive, feel that. Playing with the fact of money, playing with the energy of money. Money is good. It will help you with your projects that you are delivering on the new earth, for the new earth. Accept that. Money is good. That will help you with your projects that you are delivering. And Earth Mother is delighted and excited to see what you are going to come up with for her new earth that you are creating inside and out. Very exciting times. Bringing in health and wellness to the water. Life is choice. You have many choices. And to just be in the stillness of the water. and flow when you need to flow in water. And moving forward with ease and grace. Feel all that energy infused into the water, into the rocks, into the coral, into the sand, the crystals that are in the oceans or in any water or surrounding it that are illuminating now on planet Earth. And this energy is being fed back to Mother Earth. Continue to take some deep breaths within yourself and then just exhale like a dolphin or a whale through your blowhole. Let go. We'll do two more of these. There you go. Letting go what no longer serves you for your highest and best good. Now bringing you back just a little bit, we're going to do a transmission. There we go, for the water, for the Earth Mother, and for you. Varasata hekara gotu kapara sata hekara gataha o shama sata sita o shama hata kokapara e samashia kokawara. O shamasiya chakapara katahikara kotu kapara. E samasa chahiya. Asamo chakahiya. O chakapapapa. O maseya chakupasiya. Wa, wa, wa. We are blessing you. The transmission, what we want to transcribe for you is that we are blessing you. You are moving forward fiercely, but with love, light, your fire energy. With ease and grace, but you are moving forward and having a magnificent time on planet Earth. That is why you came here. And she loves you and what you have created with all of us today. And just feel that energy of the earth and the water. We are having a hard time leaving you for this as we close this. Because we love being here in this experience with you beautiful beings of light. It brings tears of joy to us that we can come into this creation with all of you and that you can experience us and we can experience you. That is called life. And we want you to enjoy your life on the planet. Because this is the most magnificent time in your life right now. If you are not having that experience, shift it. You will. Everything will begin to line up for you. And we love you all so much. And we miss being with you in the physical. But we will be with you soon in the physical when you move everything, when we do this fifth dimensional earth. Just so you know that. And also look for us in the skies. The dolphin and whales are in the skies. We want you to know that. We have our own ships. We work with the Pleiadians. We work with the Arcturians. But it is time for us to be noticed as well, to be seen. We have hid ourselves from the world, and now we are coming forward. So you will see us in ships as well, and we will come down from the ships and to visit you in your backyards. If you choose to allow us to do that, then ask for that, and we will be there. We are delighted to be here today, and we love you so much, and we bless you. And so let's just now begin to close the meditation. And again, we are having a hard time leaving because we love you, and being in this experience just gives us so much joy and laughter and giggles. That is what we love to do, the dolphins and whales, is to play with you beautiful beings and have fun. So just begin to just reconnect now even more to yourself and come back into who you truly are, that essence that we love about you. and everything that you're sharing. Just feel that essence of you and come back to you. Your solar plexus are cleared now. Your heart, the front and the back, the throat chakra, and your vision. You've got a clear pathway forward now. There we go, to do your creations, your visions. And everything is just done with ease and grace. And remember who you are always. We love you. Many blessings. I am Sonia, the bottlenose dolphin and whale, with the speaking on behalf of the Galactic Dolphin Whale Council of Light, blessing Earth Mother and the waters. God bless you all. And it is complete. Your transmission is done. Barasata he karakotu kabara. Wah, wah, wah. Blessings.
Thank you, Bonnie. Thank you, Sonia. Thank you, Dolphin and Whales.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Wow. That was quite something. Oof. So,
yeah.
I hope everybody can...
so excited to be here.
That's so great. And I want to encourage everybody on the call to wiggle their toes and fingers and stretch and come fully back into your body. Going to take a minute to get
thank you.
I don't want anybody driving off or doing something. Drink some water. Bless it and drink it.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if anybody would like to share something or if they have a question.
Thank you for being the
anything.
Grounder, Mary.
You're welcome. Just star 6 to unmute yourself, tell us your name, and we'd love to hear whatever anyone has to share.
Hi, this is Jamie. Hello.
Hey, Jamie.
Oh, my
hi,
gosh.
Hi, Jamie.
Hi. Oh, my gosh. It's amazing. And just today I was walking out of the house to go to a place to get ready for here and then, you know, come back to my house. And while I was walking, this really amazing man, he was like 300 pounds, he looked at me and he said, "Your light is getting brighter." And it was, I didn't even know he thought like that.
Oh, wow.
It was amazing. And I just think this is going to change so much in the world. It is.
That's so cool.
Thank you.
Wow, very cool.
I'll let you be then.
I'm so glad you made it here today.
Me too. Thank you. Do I let go? I don't know how to let go with this. If you need
yeah,
others.
You can just star 6 to mute yourself again. Yeah. Is there somebody else who'd like to share something?
Are they okay?
No.
Bon, it's Bon.
Hey, Bon.
Bon, can you hear me? Hi,
come
Mary.
Back.
Yeah.
Oh, so.
Hi,
I just,
Bonnie.
Hi. Oh, Bon, I just feel so energized. You went so deep and gave such a directive for being in the 5D, and I'm driving right now over the ocean with my friend Dee Dee, who represents joy, and we're just so close to the center of Mother Ocean that I could feel connected, you know, like a electric car plugs in. I felt like I plugged in to the crystal in the center of Mother Gaia, And I'm just so grateful for that. And yes, I have seen a lot of whales and dolphins in the sky, in the clouds, and including ships. I've been going out at like 4 or 5 in the morning and taking video of the sky, and the stars of the ships are moving. And one went around the moon and then shot up. And so, yes, they're so close, the dolphins and the whales in the clouds with the ETs and our beautiful star beings and brothers and sisters, divine. And the last person who spoke, I bought this sign at a yard sale that says, "You are loved." And the man said, "You keep staring at that. You have to have it." So I bought it for $1. Now, every time he drives by me, he yells out the window, "You are loved." And it's so true. And it's amazing how it just elevates.
I love it.
So thank you, Vaughn. And thank you so much for being my sister and being on that journey and being the voice of the whales, golden whales and golden dolphins. And Granny, thank her for her courage coming in, giving us all courage to stand in our light. And thank you, Vaughn. Thank you for being part of that project. You were there. That was orchestrated by the whales. And you did so much bringing their voice to us all. So I love you. I love you. And everyone on the call. You are all loved.
Thank you. I love you, too. Thank you. Thank you. You're welcome.
There's somebody else.
Is Miriam okay?
Muriel, yeah, I was thinking about that. I was wondering how Muriel's doing.
Muriel,
yeah. Let me see if I can see her on here. Oh, she's still on.
Hi, my name is Anne. And
yeah, I'm here. Thank you for thinking of me. That was beautiful, Bonnie. You're so fluid with your bringing things through and shining them so that we can see them better than ever. Thank you.
Be well, Muriel.
Thank you. I will, I'm sure.
You feeling better?
Okay.
I think my fever's spiking a little bit, but sometimes that's a good thing.
Yeah. Burning it out.
Yeah, exactly. And when you do things to get rid of the fever prematurely, sometimes you prolong the situation because nobody likes the fever, so they try to get rid of it. But all will be well.
Okay, be well, girl.
Thank you.
Take care.
Be well. That's cool. Take care, yes.
And Anne, there was an Anne who started to say something. You could come back.
Hi, it's me again.
Great.
I just wanted to let you know that over the years that I've been participating in Dolphin and Whale Energies with Linda and David and on my own, I was married to a military officer whose family was all submarine people. And part of my journey was working with their participation in Atlantis. And I've been reading a book called The History of Consciousness by an incredible woman. I can't remember it right now. You can look it up. But she was talking about how the people are called Ahlanta. These light beings from Atlantis, and she's talking about all the things you mentioned. So I've been almost not being able to speak with all of what's been coming through. I think like you're saying, the healing energies, but I looked at the moon last night and it just felt like liquid light is the best way I could describe it. And it's just, shining whatever frequencies. I usually work with the Mother Mary energies on the full moon with Elizabeth Patrick in northern Wisconsin. And so that energy is all spirit water gardens is what it's called. So she creates water healing essences that you she meditates to the center of the earth and finds what's appropriate for you. So she picked release trauma, elimination of limitation, pink roses, which is a road to wellness, and there's another one, Mary's cloak. So I felt Mother Mary's energy around me a lot, more as you were speaking. They call her Universal Mother Mary. So the goddess energies I also am connected to. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, I work with Mother Mary a lot, Jim. No, I was just going to say I work with Mother Mary energy as well.
Mm-hmm. So she has a whole huge group of people every month.
Maybe that's why you felt that as well, because she usually comes in too.
Oh, okay. Well, I've had to heal from some really difficult things, and I've been feeling the sexual energies a lot lately from the Pleiadians through me, and my boyfriend is starting a new delivery job, so you were talking about delivering goodness, you know, and he looks like Jason Momoa, you know, from Aquaman. It's kind of fun all the way, this sort of what you call it, playful energies. So maybe that's giving me a confirmation in how I help him get a motorcycle so he can do this.
Yes.
You think so? Mm. Anyway, thanks.
Nice.
It took a long time to wake up and even speak.
Yeah. Thanks, Anne.
You're welcome. Thank you. Oh, yeah. And Sitara speaks.
Thank you so much for being here. Appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Oh, thank you. Sitara speaks the same language that you do, Bonnie Bell. It's more... It's not so much water. The water feels much better down in the bottom of my womb. Way, way much better. Much more earthy. Anyway, thank you both, and thanks for hosting everyone here.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Is there anybody else before we wrap it up?
This is Linda. I just wanted to say that was amazing until I was knocked out cold. I wanted to listen to it all, but, you know, unfortunately, I'll have to re-listen. But, it took me a while to come back out as well, like Anne was saying.
Yeah.
What I heard was great. I enjoyed it.
Wow. But that means you must have been really receiving.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
You got out of the way and let it happen. Yeah. Well.
That's good.
That was wonderful, Bonnie. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it when you show up and bring through these special beings and blessings and hold the water in our bodies and our planet and our hearts. Yeah, it was beautiful. So, again, thanks so much for being
here. You're welcome. I hope everybody's back in their bodies.
Yeah, please, nobody drive or...
Thank you for, for me to come on this, too. It's beautiful.
Yeah, thank you. It's always a pleasure to have you here.
Yeah, just relax, drink some water.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank
for
you.
Sure.
So great to hear your voice too. So
yeah.
Okay.
And I want to just wish everyone happy holidays.
Okay. All right.
Solstice, Christmas, Hanukkah, all of the New Year's, all of these special holidays that we've got coming up. So I just want to send love and blessings to everyone to enjoy whatever holidays it is that they are going to participate in. And I look forward to seeing you all in January. I don't remember the date now. It's the first Friday. I'll be leading the meditation. So Happy New Year, Happy Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Solstice. And I'm going to... unmute everyone so we can all say our chaotic goodbye.